Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening live to The Sound of Power broadcast this morning. This morning we're going to have the Prophetic Intercessors Network that will be conducting live prayer. We are so very glad that you are listening in this morning as we prepare to go before the throne of grace. If you're listening in and you have prayer requests, please visit our Facebook page, list your prayer request there, or list it via Messenger. We will be more than happy to call your name out this morning on the line. We're expecting God to move on this line. We're expecting God to answer our prayers, our petitions. We are collectively coming together this morning because we're indeed in praying times. We're in a time where the nation, as the scripture says, the earth itself is groaning, waiting for the adoptions of the sons of men, waiting for us to take our rightful place. And so this morning, the intercessors are in position to stand in the gap for you, to pray for you, to pray with you, to lift up your concerns, to believe God today that whatever you are believing God for, that whatever your needs are, wherever you find yourself this morning, that God is still the God that hears and answers prayer. And we want to go before the throne of grace with you this morning for those petitions. Our rotation this morning is going to come in this order. This morning we're going to have Sharon that will pray for our community. She's going to be followed by Shauna, who will be praying for finances, who will be followed by Kim, who will be praying for marriages, and she will be followed by Bay, who will be praying for the youth, and I will do the closeout this morning. We're asking you to connect with us by the Spirit, to allow our spirit today to be on one accord. We want to connect and unify for the purpose of kingdom building. I am going to take a moment now to just pray over the airwaves, to pray for those that are listening, that if there's anything that the Lord has for you to receive this morning, that you will receive this blessing the lines this morning. And immediately after that, we will have Sharon that will come in praying for our community and community leaders. Father, we honor you this morning, and we ask you, God, just to bless these lines today. We ask you, God, that you would touch the mouth of every intercessor, that the oil of God would flow on this line, that the anointing of God would break and destroy the yoke. Father, that lives will be changed forever as a result of this call this morning. We pray for divine communication. Give us divine utterance. Give us what to pray. Teach us to pray this morning, God. Let the anointing of God break yokes, Father. God, we ask you even now, come against every interruption in the spirit, Father. Dispatch angels now that are on assignment, Father, that they will rest over us, that they will rest on this line. Father, that they will be in the mouth of the intercessor. Father, I pray that we will decrease and you will increase today. I pray, God, that we will release the sound of power today, God, that kind of power, the exousia, God, the legal right and authority, God, to bind spirits, God, in the name of Jesus, and to loose. Father, I pray for that kind of authority today, God, to be released in the airways. Father, we thank you now for the anointing that will be released upon the intercessors. We thank you for, God, the sound that would go before us this morning on the intercessors. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Sharon, go forth. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And we thank you, O God, for this day. Thank you, O God. And we come this morning standing in the gap for the community, O God. Lord, we're coming asking you to have healing, oh God, in your hands for our community. God, that you would heal the ills, the troubles, even the sicknesses that have been plaguing our communities. God, we pray this morning for our homes, our neighborhoods, those things, oh God, that have affected our families. We are coming, oh God, collectively as intercessors, standing together on one accord, asking you, oh God, to forgive us as a community. Oh God, we realize that we may have edged you out of our lives and removed you, oh God, from our heart and our mind, but we come this morning as representatives, oh God, asking you for mercy. God, we need your mercy like never before. We're coming, oh God, as representatives of our community, oh God. We're coming, oh God, as representatives of our counties, of our cities. Oh, God, even as our country, we cry out before you, oh, God, asking you for mercy. And we say, God, this morning that we repent, oh, God, for what we have done. We need you, oh God, to visit us where we are. Oh God, your word says in 2 Peter 3:9 that the Lord, your hand is not slack concerning your promise, O God, that you are long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. And so, God, this morning we come, God, as a representative, God, as one standing in the gap, God, asking you for forgiveness of you, O God. We come, O God, asking you to forgive us. O God, we know that your word says in 2 Chronicles, if your people that are called by your name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face, O God, and turn from your wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven, forgive us of our sins and heal our land. Lord, we know we need healing, O God, and so God, we come crying out to you for you to heal our communities. Oh God, we come, oh God, knowing that the enemy has released, oh God, spirits of murder, robbery, intruders. But God, we rebuke, oh God, every spirit that has come to trouble our communities this morning. We come against home invasions, oh God. We pray against sex offenders that are in our community and any sexual perversion, oh God. We come against child abductors, rapists, thieves, oh God, even domestic violence. Yes, God, we rebuke that in our communities this morning, oh God. We pray and come against gangbangers, those, oh God, that may live next door to us, oh God, that may live around us, God, those that have plagued our community. God, we come in the name of Jesus, asking your mighty hand to look upon us, oh God, and to move in our communities. And then, God, we ask that you would raise up leaders, oh God, those who represent us, oh God, to walk in integrity, oh God, teaching your people the way to live, being representatives of your people, oh God, that will stand in the gap for the poor, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would raise up advocates, oh God, that would speak for those that can't speak for themselves. We pray, oh God, that you would bring the community, oh God, the faith community, oh God, and our families, God, back into unity. We ask, oh God, that you would let the leaders who are righteous, oh God, let them find favor in your sight, oh God. Let them find favor with man, God, when decisions and laws need to be made and changed, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would bring your people, oh God, back unto righteousness and truth in the community. Let it start, oh God, in the faith community. Let it start, oh God, in our community, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would cause the community yet to support the church, oh God. And then, God, teach the church how to support the community. Allow, oh God, righteousness to prevail and holiness to be established in our communities. And we pray it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, and we believe it to be so, in Jesus' name.
God.
We glorify you, God, and we magnify you, God, and we lift you up, oh God. God, we pray that you would even be magnified in our finances, oh God. Have your way, oh God, even in our finances, oh God. God, we've chosen you, oh God, as the Lord over our life, oh God, and we choose, oh God, to seek first your kingdom, oh God, your righteousness, oh God, believing that all material things, oh God, that we need, oh God, will be supplied, oh God, because you are a keeper, oh God. God, we surrender our financial worries to you, oh God. Guide us, oh God, with your wisdom, oh God, and help us to make the necessary changes, oh God, to live within our means, oh God. For your word says, oh God, that the blessings of the Lord make us rich and add no sorrow, oh God. So help us remember our needs, oh God, that they're met according to your riches in glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, for those, oh God, who live in lack, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who live, oh God, that don't have enough, oh God, to meet their needs, oh God. God, we know that there are millions of people, oh God, that live, oh God, with the fear of foreclosure, oh God, that are living in unemployment, oh God. Oh God, even those that are living, oh God, below, oh God, their employment, oh God, and below the educational means, oh God, that you've given to them, oh God. We know, oh God, that those that are fearful, oh God, of the stock market, oh God, so we know, oh God, that lean financial times, oh God, call for more than strict budget, oh God, and financial discipline, oh God. So we pray for your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we lift up prayers, oh God, that will move your people past frustration, oh God, and helplessness, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the power and the glory, oh God, to rain down in our lives, oh God. We replace panic and fear, oh God, with confidence, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give us clarity of thought, oh God, clarity of our emotions, oh God, even to assess our circumstances, oh God. We know, oh God, that money problems often trigger a storm cloud of other problems, oh God. So we pray, oh God, even for marriages and families, oh God, that you would keep them, oh God. We pray against fear, oh God, pride and anger, oh God. God, that they won't block vision, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We are confident in you, oh God, and what you've promised to us, oh God. We believe, oh God, in the heritage, oh God, that you've given to us as your people, oh God. We know, oh God, that you will not fail us in any way, oh God, and leave us, oh God. We're confident, oh God, in your faithfulness, oh God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, oh God, and never leave us helpless, oh God. We meditate in your word, oh God, day and not night, oh God. God, letting it not depart from our mouth, oh God, keeping it in the midst of our heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we know, oh God, that you shall make our way prosperous, oh God, and have good success, oh God. God, you promise, oh God, that as doers of the word, oh God, that we will be blessed, oh God, and that we will bear fruit for you, oh God. God, help us to be good stewards of our money, oh God. Give us a new attitude and a new commitment to managing our finances wisely and responsibly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we place this need before you, oh God, knowing that you will guide us, oh God, that you will lead us, oh God, that you will direct us, oh God, even as it relates to our finances, oh God. God, even give us peace, oh God, so that we can hear you, oh God, so that we can hear your wisdom, oh God. Keep us mindful, oh God, of the blessings, oh God, no matter how much or how little that we have, oh God. Even give us patience and the tolerance necessary, oh God, to calm our emotions, oh God, knowing, oh God, that you have everything under control, oh God. God, and even we pray, oh God, and lift up our ministries, oh God. We pray for our leaders, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will manifest your presence, oh God, even in our ministries, oh God. God, in your presence is the fullness of joy, oh God. God, we know that in your presence, oh God, that we're made complete and whole, oh God, that there is nothing missing, oh God, nothing lacking, oh God, and nothing broken, oh God. We thank you for your provision, oh God, and that all the needs of our ministries, oh God, are met according to your riches and glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your protection, oh God. We thank you for your perfect love that casts out all fear, oh God, and that no weapon, oh God, that formed against us shall prosper, oh God. We thank you, oh standing, oh God. Father God, bless us, oh God, in our coming and our going, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would even bless our leaders, oh God, even in the communities, oh God. Bless the fruit of their hands, oh God, and their seed, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, that you bless our land, oh God, and our storehouses, oh God. Bless and prosper everything, oh God, that our leaders touch, oh God. God, we ask that you would cause our enemies to come in one direction, oh God, and flee, oh God, in seven directions, oh God, because greater are you, oh God, than he that is in the world, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, that your face will shine upon us, oh God. God, and that you will be gracious, oh God, to us, oh God. God, we thank you that you will revive us, oh God, because of God, your word, oh God, that comes to comfort us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you would open up the windows, oh God, and pour out a blessing, oh God, that there shouldn't even be room enough to receive it, oh God. God, we acknowledge, oh God, and we exalt you as head over all, oh God, head over our sins, oh God, and our families, oh God, of our ministries, oh God, and even our communities, oh God. Both riches and honor come from you, oh God, because you reign over all, oh God. In your hand is power and might, oh God. In your hand is to make great and to give strength to all, oh God. So we ask all of these things, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we come before you, oh God, just giving you glory, oh God, and blessing your holy name. Lord, we thank you this morning for rising up, raising us up, oh God, and giving us the opportunity to come before you. Lord, I come before you in the name of Jesus, asking for forgiveness for anything, oh God, that was said, done, oh God, or thought, Lord, that was against your will, oh God, or that was displeasing in your sight. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would cleanse our hearts, cleanse our minds, our spirits, oh God, and our thoughts. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you, oh God, lifting up marriages, oh God, and lifting up, oh God, families. Lord, your word says, oh God, that marriage is honorable, oh God, and the bed is undefiled. Lord, I come before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because now in this day, oh God, marriages and families are under attack. Lord, the marriage, oh God, and the family is the pillar, oh God, of society, oh God. Oh God, and our families, units, oh God, are under attack. Lord, I come before you, oh God, in your holy and your matchless name, oh God, asking, oh God, Lord, that you would strengthen, oh God, those who have good marriages, Lord. I ask you to continue to bless those marriages, oh God. Lord, continue, oh God, to bless those, oh God, who are humble to one another, oh God, who are loving to one another, oh God, those, oh God, who have a demonstrated track, oh God, of being submissive to one another. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would raise them up, oh God. Raise them up, oh God, to be the teachers, to be the leaders, oh God, to teach others, oh God, in the communities, oh God. Oh God, Father, I ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, those who are in struggling marriages, oh God, Lord, that you would move upon their hearts, oh God, move in their marriages, work in their family units, oh God, to bring unity, oh God, to bring healing, oh God, where there needs to be healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask, oh God, for your blessing, for your continued blessing, God, and give them revelation, oh God. Reveal to them, oh God, where they are off, oh God, or where they need to come in alignment, oh God, to your will and to your word, oh God. Father, I ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that if there's an issue, oh God, of being submissive to one another, God, help them to submit to one another. God, if it's an issue, oh God, where they're not submitted to you, Lord, I ask you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would come in, oh God, work in their hearts, oh God, work in their minds and their spirits, oh God, and bring them to a place, oh God, of repentance, oh God, where they can submit themselves to you, oh God, and submit themselves to one another. Father, I ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would heal, oh God, your family units, oh God, work in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking for healing, oh God. I'm asking, oh God, for your presence, Lord. Lord, for those who need to repent, those who have strayed away, those who are struggling, oh God, those who are not submitted, oh God, to authority, oh God, or to their leaders, oh God, and just outrageous and just in a state of rebellion. Father, I ask, oh God, that you will work in their lives, work in their hearts, oh God, work in their minds, and bring them, oh God, back to the place, oh God, to the place, oh God, where you have designed the family to be, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I ask, amen.
Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, God, thank you for the youth on today, God, the youth you created, the youth you put in the womb, the youth you knew you had, the thought that you had before them. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Oh, God, you said the prayers of the righteous is powerful and effective. Oh, Lord, gather your youth from among the nation to give praise to your name and glory in your praise. Oh God, heal the youth, break the pride, destroy the yoke, save them for you, God. Move on to you like you move on Joshua and like you move on David. Do a new thing in the youth in the city, all around the nation. Call on God. Oh God, these are your children. This is the next generation. Oh God, we're crying out for their souls. Don't let them be lost. You say you're coming for the lost. Bring all the lost youth. Bring the youth in the church. We declare unity in the youth. And they'll come on one accord. And they will not be moved by gangbangers. Do a new thing in the youth, God. Oh, Lord, anoint their mouth. Don't let no unwholesome talk come out of their mouth. Use it for your glory. Use it for your word. Oh, God, teach them that you are a friend. Because we know there are friends who destroy each other. Don't let the friends destroy them. Give them the friends that you destined for their life. Give them the friends that you called for their life, God. Oh, Lord, these are the babes. These are the children. Teach them how to call on you. Teach them how to call on you. Teach them how to trust you. Oh, Lord, in their turn. Some of them are hurted and wounded. Some of them have tried to be destroyed. But we trust in the Savior to save our youth, to save our children. Boy, you carried them before they came in the womb. And you know the plans you think of them. Plans of good and not of evil. Plans for them to have a successful life. Oh, God, teach them how to seek you first, because you said in your word, and when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things will be added unto us. Add to them, God. Teach them to seek you. Oh, Lord, Psalm 34:10, that those who seek the Lord, that as the lions may go weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord shall lack no good thing. Oh, we come against the lack on you, the lack of love. They're looking for love in all the wrong person. Oh, God, we know you're the love of our life. You love us before we love ourselves. You love us when we've done wrong. You taught us how to love. Oh, Lord, enough for you for this generation to be sold out for you, to be on fire for you. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, let your will come forth. Let it be done according to your word. Oh, God, we are the children. We knew they you like evil. He said, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall should run and not be weary. They should walk and not faint. We trust in you, even though some of them suffer. But you say suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character. And character can come out from their own sin. Oh God, and character produces hope. And hope does not put them to shame because of the love of God that is poured into their heart through the Holy Spirit. You said we should receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Oh, you didn't say just for the old. You said you shall receive power. Oh, God, we're bowing to you. Use the youth on the street. Unify them in a church so that the people on the outside will see. And it will make them be unified. Oh, now we found one accord. We come against jealousy. We come against competition. Saying you are a liar. You will not kill the next generation. But they will be on fire for the Lord. And they will pray his will. And they will do what he says. And they will move when he say move. And talk when he say talk. And walk when he say walk. Oh God, and Lord, they live for the Lord of the Lord. We break the tack of second guessing. Oh God, you say, oh, she know your voice. And they will not stray away. Stay for the voice of God. Stay for chosen us to pray for your people. We thank you for this privilege and this opportunity because it's all about you. We just want to please you, God. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. Keep us. Oh, God, they come out there. Don't let the gangbangers have our baby. Oh, Lord, have mercy on the gangbangers. Unify them, God, and bring them in, God, because we know you're going to build your church. And we know upon this rock, and ain't nothing stopping. Get a church in unstoppable power. Let them get holy and thirsty for you, God. Oh, Lord, renew the youth all today. Do a new thing on the youth all today. Move through the city like fire. Oh, God. Oh, Lord of the highest. We call them on youth. The spread of the news. Let it spread rapidly through the city. Let them hold it in the oh, God, let them see resources. We call the faith on this land to come visible, W and liar, no doubt. We want solid proof. We want solid faith. We want to be rich in faith that the children will see and the youth will see. And they won't share and they'll be sold out for God. We ignore distraction. Keep our youth solid. Keep them grounded in your word. That they will not be moved by distraction. They will ignore it because you are such an impact on their life. And they want you like they want. They want you more than they want. Any man, any woman, they have to want the power of God that they will see their own eyes. The advocate is, yeah, but God is really among those people. All the new women, if they see it in us, they're going to want it for themselves. The willingness, the humbleness, the holiness goes after righteousness. Not as a child, but as an eternal blessed Jesus. Oh, Jesus, the you, God, moving on today, like fire of God, we spoke and we said, and left so all among the nation, let them praise you, God, in the morning and noon day, in the midnight hour, at 4 a.m. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, heard. Oh, I'm suffering, but I trust you. He said, don't go to death, you know? I will call, and don't go call, I will testify, and don't go I also glorify. Thank you for glorifying me. Thank you for glorifying something like us that don't even deserve it. Do it by you. Do it by children, God. In Jesus' mighty name. And it is so and so it is.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As we are preparing to close out this morning, I want to read for you 1 Peter 2, verse starting at verse 5. Ye also, as lively stones, build your house, a holy priesthood, to up to a spiritual sacrifice is acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness and to his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Father, we bless you this morning for mercy. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you for the mercies of God, hallelujah, that are new every morning. Every morning we rise. Great is your faithfulness unto us. We thank you for that, God, because your compassion has never failed us. We thank you, oh God, that in a day and in an hour, God, when we don't deserve it, Father, you are merciful unto us. We pray this morning, God, for our nation, oh God, hallelujah, for a nation of people, God, that have abandoned your laws and your precepts, God, that do not walk in your way, but God, this morning, you still allowed us to rise. You still, God, allowed us, God, to walk with breath in our bodies, with activity, oh God, of our limbs. Father, we thank you for the mercies of God this morning. We thank you for the mercies that we are walking in today. We thank you, Lord God, that we understand that you have become the chief cornerstone, God, and that you have called us your lively stones, God. And as lively stones, God, let us live a life, oh God, hallelujah, God, that resemble you, God, that we are your holy people, God, a chosen generation, a peculiar people. Father, let us not forget who we've been called to be. And Father, let us walk, God, as examples, lively stones, living epistles to be read of all men. Oh God, that in a day and in an hour, God, hallelujah, when sin, oh God, in the name of Jesus, is breaking out like never before, when the desires of men, oh God, are becoming more and more dark day by day, Father, I pray that as the light, oh God, that you have called us to be, God, you called us to be a light set upon a hill, oh God, in the name of Jesus, not to be set up under a bushel. And Father, I pray as the light, Father, that our light will shine, that men shall see our good works and glorify our Father that is in heaven. But Father, I beseech you this morning for mercy to ring out. For we need your mercies, oh God, to be able to do that which you, oh God, are requiring of us. Father, we cannot walk this walk without your mercy and your grace. We need that established grace and mercy, oh God, to keep us conditioned. Oh God, that we would not give in to the ills of this day. That we would not give in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to the spirit of heresy that is breaking out like never before. But Father, I pray this morning for the tongue of the learned, that we might be able to speak a word in due season. I thank you for a due season word, God, that comes forth from us. I pray today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would make our tongue as the pen of a ready writer. Father, that we will be able to clearly express, God, the things that you would have us to express. Father, that in this hour, as we open our mouths, as we declare what is of God, hallelujah, our God, that we would stand boldly to declare it, that we would stand without reservation, oh God, that you would make us bold as lions, oh God, that you would make our feet like hind feet, and that you would teach our hands to war, Father, that we would not have a drawback spirit, for your word declares that your soul takes no pleasure in the soul that draws back. And so on this morning, I pray, deliver us from a drawback spirit. Deliver us from a mind that draws back. Deliver us from a spirit of intimidation. Deliver us from a spirit of cowardness. But Father, I pray, God, for the boldness that only you can give to us in the spirit. For you said even unto us, as you said to Joshua, be thou very courageous, for I, the Lord, am with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, remind us wherever we go that you are our paraclete, that you're the one that walks with us, and you're the one that leads us unto all righteousness. And Father, I declare today on this line that the righteousness of God, our God, that has been made available to all men, oh God, that those of us that will embrace it, to those of us that will receive it, oh God, we walk both
God. And Father, that we will be those examples. I pray for a breakout anointing. I thank you for the breakout spirit. Oh, Father, I praise you for a spirit of revival. Oh, God, in this land and in this nation. I thank you, God, that you are reviving, that you are sending a wind of revival, that you are sending a wind of renewal, that you are sending a wind today. Hallelujah. Hey, God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. We need mercy in this hour. We need mercy in that judgment. We need you, oh God. Oh God, for if you were to mark iniquity, your word declares, who will be able to stand? Oh Father, we cannot stand in our own righteousness, for our own righteousness is as a filthy rag. But I thank you on this morning that we have become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, who before were not a people. But God, we are now your people. And you said in your word that I am your God. Oh, God, arise this morning until every one of our enemies is scattered. Arise this morning, oh God, until the spirit of doubt and disbelief is broken. Arise this morning, oh God, until the spirit of liberty, oh God, breaks out on the inside of us. Let there be a breaking today. Oh God, where chains have been. Father, I pray, hallelujah, for the breaking anointing. I pray for the anointing this morning that will break the back of the enemy. I pray for the anointing this morning, oh God, that will undo heavy burdens. Every heavy burden, God, that's under the sound of my voice, let the burden be removed and the yoke destroyed because of the anointing. Let the anointing go forth. Let it go forth, God, and let it penetrate every heart place. Oh, God, let it drive out every callous spirit. Oh, God, the places that have become hardened and refuse to move. I pray this morning, oh, God, that there is a sound, oh, God, that is splitting the ear of our enemy, that there is a sound that's going forth in the earth. Oh, God, hallelujah. It is the sound of righteousness. The righteous are crying. And when the righteous cry, the Lord hears us and delivers us out of all of our troubles. Deliver us out of trouble this morning. Deliver us, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy. Let the mercy of God be with us, oh God. Let your mercy, God, rest on us. We need mercy, God. Touch our minds now before we say the thing we want to say. Touch our minds now before we do the thing, God, that we want to do. Touch our minds now, God. Oh God, bring divine interruption and divine intervention. Don't let us go to the places that we ought not to go. And don't let us say the things that we ought not to say. Don't let us do, God, the things that we ought not to do. I pray this morning the mercies of God. Oh, God, let it lead us to repent. Let it lead us to repentance. I pray that your mercy, your goodness, your kindness that we have experienced when we know we didn't deserve it, the mercies that you have given us, oh, God, your compassion, your bowel of compassion that we have experienced, God. Oh, Lord, let it allow us to go to a place of repentance. Let it cause us, oh, God, to lay between the porch and the altar. Oh, God, let mercy draw us, oh, God, to your feet. Ah, God, when we consider, oh, God, the judgment we should have received, when we consider, hallelujah, oh, God, the penalty and the weight of sin that was, God, oh, God, deserved by us because of our actions. But you, God, did not allow us, God, to be snared even by the words of our mouth, even by the works of our own hands. Oh, God, hallelujah. You saw fit, oh, God, to give us what we didn't deserve. You saw fit, God, to give us some mercy. And, Father, we thank you. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. That mercy, hallelujah. Oh, God, and grace has connected. And, Father, we thank you for for the grace of God which is sufficient unto us. Oh, God, that gives us strength for our weakness. Thank you for grace. Let the grace of God rule in our hearts. Let the grace of God rule on our lives. Let the grace of God help us to break out of sin. Let the grace of God help us to break out of tradition. Let the grace of God help us to break out of mediocrity. Let the grace of God help us to break out of a place of settling. Let it help us to break out of lying. Ah, God, grace, we call on grace. Let grace work. Father, we ask you, hallelujah, let the grace of God work on our behalf. We thank you for the grace of God that is at work today. Father, we don't know where we would be without your grace. Father, we know that we can say, even as Paul said, having obtained the help from God, we're able to continue this day. Thank you for us being able to continue. Everyone on this line and everyone that's listening in, hallelujah. Ah, God, we're able to continue because you have helped us. You have been our help. You have been our Ebenezer. You have been our rock of help. And we call you Ebenezer today. Oh, Jesus, we call on Ebenezer, our rock of help. We call on that place of help today. Help us, God. Help us, God, to not, God, hallelujah, dishonor you. We don't want to dishonor you, God, by the life that we live. Ah, God, hallelujah. Oh, but God, help us to, hallelujah, oh, God, to live a life that is holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. I thank you, God, that we do that which is reasonable unto you. God, that we realize that the little that we do, oh, God, is just a reasonable service. Ah, God, it's the least that we can do. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you on this morning. I thank you today. Hallelujah. As we call out those prayer requests this morning, we call out Sharon Curtis McWell. Ah, God, you know what she has need of. We call out Kiara Anderson this morning. You know what she has need of. We call out Jasmine Brown this morning. You know what she has need of today. We call out Henry McWell and Keon Jefferson. Oh, God, we pray this morning for them. And, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Ah, God, that they will walk in your portion, that they will walk in your portion of strength and grace and mercy, God, that has been released unto them, and that they will know you in the power of your resurrection and in the fellowship of your suffering, that they will know you, oh, God, that they will know you as Savior and know you as Lord, that they will know you as King and Deliverer, that they will know you, oh God, as Jehovah Nisi, the banner, the one who protects, that they will know you, oh God, as Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals, oh God. I pray this morning in the name of Jesus that they will know you as Jehovah Tiskanu, the Lord our God who is our righteousness, that they will know you as Jehovah Mekadesh, the God that sanctifies us. Oh God, let them know you, oh God, in your many essences. Let them know you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the demonstration of your power. Oh God, hallelujah, that you are Jehovah Shabbat, that you are our man of war, that you're the one that wars for us. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your word declares that you're an adversary to our adversary, and that you're an enemy to our enemy, that when the enemy comes upon us to eat of our flesh, that he stumbles and falls. Oh God, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are still a hiding place unto us. You are our shield. You are a shield for us, the keeper and the lifter of our head. You are our God. Oh God, you are our hiding place. And so on this morning, we rest in you, hallelujah. And I thank you this morning for a mind to rest. We rest in you this morning. We rest in you, hallelujah. Oh God, we give you glory this morning, and we give you praise this morning, and we worship you today, hallelujah. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his marvelous works towards the children of men. Oh Father, thank you for the spirit of praise. Thank you for the sound of praise. I invite you to praise him with me on this morning. I invite you to open up your mouth today, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, and release the sound of worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, we worship you. God, we give you glory this morning. God, we give you praise and we honor you. We honor you for all that you are doing. We honor you this morning, God, for your goodness. Hallelujah. 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 It's all right to worship him as we are preparing to close out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a time where we can all participate. Hallelujah. Let's just open up our mouths and just begin to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him the praise that is due his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God,
glory,
we worship you.
God.
Oh, God.
Bless
you, Lord. Oh, yes,
we
worship you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah. That rests on the children of men. My God. His mercy is resting on us. Hallelujah. His mercies. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We must, hallelujah, remember to thank him for mercy, because none of us deserve what God is doing. For there is none righteous, no, not one. We have been made righteous. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, God, we are not righteous in our own standing. You have made us righteous.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, God.
Yes.
You have made me righteous, Jesus. Oh,
yes,
God.
Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Not a worthless any man. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But it is
Lord.
Your grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
We cannot boast, hallelujah, in ourselves. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. We humbly sit at your feet. We humbly sit at your feet today and say thank you. We're gracious for our life. We're gracious that we are saved today. We're gracious, God. Ah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You visited us. God, you made visitation and habitation with us. God, and we are grateful to you for your graciousness to us. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
God has been gracious.
Thank you, God.
Thank
you,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Oh, yes. Your graciousness, your kindness.
Thank you, God.
What would we do without your grace? What would we do without your mercy? What would we do? God, we sit at
your feet.
Jesus.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
And we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Worship gives
thank
you access.
Thank you, God.
Oh, thank you
for the whole world.
Worship gives you access.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yes, thank you.
Worship him.
Heavenly right.
Glory
to God.
Anybody can praise him, but not everyone can worship him, because when you worship him,
Hallelujah.
You understand who he is. Hallelujah. And what he has already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a snare set that God delivered us from. And our soul recognizes, and our soul is filled with worship. Hallelujah.
Wonderful praise.
Hallelujah. For he has kept us from the noise of pestilence. Hallelujah. The arrows that fly by day, the terror that flies by night. He has kept us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he has
Lord.
Been our shield and our protector.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And because we know that we worship, hallelujah, we freely worship, hallelujah. All we do is think about him and we worship, hallelujah. All we do is consider our soul, hallelujah. Our soul, hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah, where we used to be, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the destruction that should have wiped us out. But God has been gracious. And now he calls us sanctified, hallelujah.
Mercy.
He calls us lively stones. Hallelujah. He's the chief cornerstone, and he calls us lively stones, my God. What a great thing he has bestowed upon you, children of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
For you are lively stones, he says unto you. You are lively stones. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a holy people. From the bands of
Kingdoms of our Lord and of our God.
Hallelujah. For at the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus, every tongue must bow. And every tongue must confess. For the very king's heart is in the hand of God. And he turns it whithersoever he will. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So every issue you got that you've been struggling with, you've got to remember to put it in the Lord's hand, because the very king is in his hand. He controls the hearts of kings. Hallelujah. He's the leader of leaders. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of lords. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He is
the
King of kings. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah. Hayamoshe. He is the existing one. Hayamoshe. Hallelujah. Before him there is no other. Hallelujah. Jesus. For all eternity he reigns as Lord. He reigns in your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So cast off every care and cast off every restraint and walk in liberty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh,
God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we lift up every experience
wonderful thing
that we have.
Thank you.
Every experience. Hallelujah. Every experience you allow to have. Every time you sense his presence, be grateful. Thank you, Lord. For no man knows the Father except to them to whom the Son has revealed. And the testimony of the Lord is sure. And this one thing that the Lord knows those that are his. My God. When you are living in an hour when many don't even know that Jesus exists, you are blessed because you know he does. Every time you feel an urge to pray, you're blessed. Hallelujah. Every time you're going through a storm and you're reminded that the only way out is Jesus. Hallelujah. You're blessed.
Hallelujah.
Because this revelation, hallelujah, did not come from flesh and blood. Jesus. Flesh and blood did not reveal to you that
did
your way out of this is through God. Hallelujah. Flesh and blood did not reveal to you that he can heal you of all diseases. Hallelujah. It is a revelation that only he can give to your spirit. Hallelujah. It has to be revealed to you that your way out is through him. Hallelujah. So you are blessed every time you think on the goodness of Jesus. You are blessed. Hallelujah. 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 For the Bible says that there are many that he puts a blindness, a stupor on. My God. Hallelujah. That there are in a stupor, in a blindness, my hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They don't even know, hallelujah, that he exists. But you are hallable, Shay. You are blessed because you believe. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are them that have not seen, but yet they believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed of you, hallelujah, who have not seen Jesus in the flesh, but yet you believe. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, thank you for spiritual revelation, Jesus,
God.
That God is given. So we bless him today, that when you walk throughout this day today, remember how blessed you are just for him being revealed to you as Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are blessed because he has been revealed to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And surely know that if he has been revealed unto you, you are known of him. Hallelujah.
Thank
Jesus,
you.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
if
you.
He has been revealed to you, hallelujah, my God, you are known yes. of him. He knows you. The very hairs of your head are numbered. My God. He knows your uprising and your down sitting. He knows you. Thank you, Lord. Walk in that blessing. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord this morning for the spirit of prayer and intercession. We thank him for each
thank
of you,
Lord.
That have joined us this morning on this prayer call. Thank you, Lord. Feel free
thank
to invite
you,
anyone to listen in via internet or to call in. We'll be praying for a few weeks via radio blog talk radio, so please feel free. There's no cost for this number for them to call in. So for those who have been restricted by their mobile carrier on the conference call live, let them know they can meet us on Saturday mornings. Thank you, Lord. Either listening
thank
in
you.
On the internet or calling in on this number. But God always has a way to get prayer back in. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Every strategy of the enemy, God gives us wisdom, hallelujah, null and void. What he thought he would hinder and stop, hallelujah. Thank God for a plan.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Yes.
And thank you, Lord. So we thank you again
Lord.
For joining us in
thank
prayer.
You.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those that will be on the conference call line tonight, 9 p.m., our normal conference call line number. We will meet you tonight, 9 p.m. That call will be hosted by our Gainesville chapter, Evangelist Tiffany Ferguson. So we'll meet you tonight, 9 p.m., on the conference call line. Not on this line, but on the conference call line. God bless you. Go in peace. This
thank
concludes
you.
Our
thank
prayer
you.
For today.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.